Welcome to a Canadian Grand Prix New Product Awards bonus episode of The Food Professor. My co-host Sylvain Charlebois and I are thrilled to once again be supporting Retail Council of Canada's New Product Awards this year, as we are both big believers in supporting new and innovative products for the grocery shelves and beyond. Biscuit Leclerc is a Quebec-based institution on grocery shelves with 115 years of dedication to making cookies, snack bars, and crackers. This family business has become a true leader in the agri-food industry. Our guest is a product manager, Veronique Blanchette, a fairly new addition to the Claire team, bringing years of food service and product development experience. We talk about the new product development process and delve into what makes their Canadian Grand Prix finalist product, the Go Pure Fruit and Oat Bars, so unique.
Yes, we have created an innovation, but we were looking at all those other competitors being there nationwide, having their product, and we were competing only in Quebec's market.
Veronique, welcome to the Food Professor podcast. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you very much, Michael. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Sylvain, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, very good. I'm a big fan of Leclerc, so this is a great thing to have Veronique on today.
Absolutely, and congratulations on becoming a finalist in Retail Council of Canada's Canadian Grand Prix Awards. We're a sponsor of the awards. We're a big believer in celebrating and learning and helping tell the story of brands and companies and people like you. So thanks again. Thanks again for joining us. Let's jump right in. First of all, tell us about yourself. You know, what you do, how you got to do what you do, your background, and then all about the company.
Well, I've been working in the retail industry for a little bit more than 10 years now. So I've been really interested in the retail industry since the beginning, consumer decision making, food marketing, food science, innovation. So this is mainly why I've graduated from Laval University in agricultural economics. And Loblaw provided me my very first personal professional experience within their grad program. So I don't know if it's still working, but that was a really great program that was highly valuable for my experience to develop operational skill set with a store management training. And then it also helped me to understand all the implication of strategic and merchandising decision, what could all the decision have in terms of impact at store level. So this was one side of the training, but it also provided me with a category management immersion. And I really much enjoyed category management. This is also the reason why I've spent several years working at Couche-Tard as a category manager, developing different product categories such as snack, dairy, beverages, cigarettes, beer, all for Atlantic and Quebec regions. And then 3 years ago, I've joined Biscuit Leclerc. It's a well-known Quebec-based company as a product manager. Biscuit Leclerc is a family-owned business dedicated to making cookies and snack bars for over 115 years now.
1905, so, I can see 1905. Yeah. Sylvain, you must be thrilled to hear that someone comes from the academic side of food and food production and gets into the industry. I mean, it's what you do. It's what you teach. It's great to hear.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, Veronique is well trained at Laval. I also saw that she has an MBA from Laval as well. And you spent some time at the University of Connecticut. Is that correct?
I did one semester at UConn, in the agricultural department. So I've trained a little bit in English, I would say. That was a good immersion for me. You know, if you want to work retail in the Canadian market, it's really helpful to get some immersion. So that helped me out. And it was also a great opportunity to see how what's the difference into U.S. and Canadian market.
That's great. Yeah. Well, given your experience, how would you describe in one sentence the culture at Biscuit Leclerc?
Well, cultural at Biscuit Leclerc, it's all about people that are really motivated about research and innovation. It's an ongoing process, and I would say that people working at it's more than a sentence, but people who work at Biscuit Leclerc are really passionate, and there's something different than other companies that I've seen. It's a really entrepreneur type of people. So everyone working there in a very lean structure, people being creative, finding solution, innovation is really a second nature at Leclerc. So I see that as a very dynamic environment when I feel really comfortable to evolve. That's one thing that really struck me when I first came in at Leclerc.
Talk a little bit about the transition from being on the retail side to being on the brand side. That's an interesting transition for many. Were you purposeful in that? Did you say, okay, I've figured out retail, I want to go beyond the maker side, or is it just an opportunity that presented itself that you couldn't pass up? Was it? And what strikes you as being the differences? It must be great to bring the perspective of big retail Couche-Tard to a maker to give them that side of a perspective. Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting to jump in the other seat, and as you say, it's a total different ball game than being in category management when you take the decision or implement the strategy to go to retail. But when you're working as a product manager, it's much more about thinking about what the consumer needs, and it really changed the perspective about, okay, it's in our hands to make sure that we have what is required from the consumers, and then you can also have all this perspective, the retail perspective, and try to in a top down, if I can say, strategy to influence internally and externally what you think would be the full 360 degree launch of a product. But it's much more at Leclerc. We're working on there's me as a product manager that is really driving the innovation with R&D, and there's a brand manager, which is Marie-Josée Massicotte, and she's the one in charge of bringing all about the packaging, all the consumer insight in terms of branding and all the communication. So we're really building a teamwork here for the strategy that drives into sales.
You're really touching on the process of product development, which is very interesting to us. And as we speak to folks like yourselves, we're really interested, and we'll get to talking about the product, the biscuits themselves, but I wanted to talk about the process. So from a blank sheet of paper, is it a popular food profile? You see consumers, how do you figure out unwanted needs, right? Shelves are crowded. It's not like there's no shortage of product out there. Where do you start that journey from your perspective?
Well, it's all about, I think it's really to connect the marketing team with the consumer insights and really have a good view of what's on shelf and where are the opportunity to innovate. So I think having someone in the team like we have in terms of category management to be able to analyze the data to see where how sales are evolving through times can also help us to look and turn into a certain direction, and being linked with the R&D team, and we have a tremendous team at Leclerc because we are also really well known for our private label processing. So this helps us also to be on top of I would say the high-tech operation plant that we have, and the capacity and having that flexibility is really something that help us in as a marketer to rethink innovation. So having an open-minded, having the right tools in terms of metric and analyzing the data and being close to the consumer, I think that's a good recipe to bring innovation. And when we'll talk later about the product, and I can have a little anecdote and walk you through how the development process evolve through time, because there's a little bit of change and we have to adapt. So
interesting. Yeah. So I'm curious, this is not the first, nor will it be the last maker we've talked to from the province of Quebec. It's a real hot spot in the country for innovation and food. We had a great great discussion with Sylvie Cloutier about the broad level. What is it about Quebec? What is it about Quebec that creates such a focus and such expertise?
I want Véronique to respond because you probably know what my answer is, but I'd like to know what Véronique's response is.
My God, it's a big question. What is different in Quebec? I don't know if it's about how we see things, but I would return the question. The fact is that we have developed as a Quebec manufacturer, but this GoPure launch was the really very first launch we were doing nationwide in the bar category. So it's not about like, yes, we have created an innovation, but we were looking at all those other competitors being there nationwide, having their product, and we were competing only in Quebec's market in the bar category. So we have changed our mind and the mindset of developing product that are more rooted to Quebec flavor profile and trying to approach a category really nationwide and to have a product that is dedicated for Canadians all across the country, and making sure we have those flavorful product that attracts all taste. So I don't have the answer for your question, what's different in Quebec, but I do know that we have and we will have, I hope, in the future, a nationwide approach at Leclerc to make sure that our innovation just get the exposure I think it deserve, I would say, nationwide.
Well, let's talk about the product themselves. Tell us about the products that made it to Finalist and what they are and how they came to be, and just, you know, just give us a sense of, for the listeners, of what the product is and why you're excited about it.
It's labeled the perfect fusion of oat and real fruit.
It is.
That's exciting.
Well, GoPure fruit and oat are mainly made. It's mainly made from apples, dates, and whole oats. It's a product line that comes into six delicious flavors. So you have strawberry, raspberry, banana, strawberry, coconut, pineapple. So when I talk about tastes that are not regional, this one was one. Coconut pineapple is definitely not a natural for Quebec, but this is a really well appreciated product outside of Quebec. Cherry, and we also have a Concord grape. So it's a peanut free product. It's perfect for lunchbox, offering a source of fiber, and there's 8 grams of whole grain. So I would say these bars really combines nutrition and affordability in a sense that they are a 100-calorie option. They are low saturated fat, low sodium, no artificial flavor and colors at a mainstream price. And this was really the promise that we wanted to keep throughout the evolution of the project. That was really something we wanted to keep top of mind developing that product line. So we wanted to bring a different healthy alternative with the same dollar transaction as a regular mainstream offering. So that was really the idea to bridge those, I would say, really high value, perceived value added product that are a higher price point and offer this still healthy alternative, but at a mainstream price in the regular typical granola bar that you'll see. And the little anecdote I wanted to tell you is that when we developed the process, it evolved through time. When we first research on the consumer preferences on snack on, it was fruit and vegetable that came top of mind. Convenience was an issue. So you ask about how we see the white space to innovate. So this is where we see that convenience is an issue. So for example, freshness of the fruit and vegetable preparation, portion, planning, having that available all week long. So we found out a white space of innovation within the bar category to bring fruit first, but not as much. It was not that much put up front. So this is where we could bring a different offering from the typical granola bar. And at that time, you'll relay, Sylvain, the new Canadian food guide was not issued. So we started back like 3 years ago with that research, and the Canadian food guide was not issued. So we started working around bringing a fruit serving in a bar, where it does not exist anymore. There is not that reference of a fruit serving. Now it's more of half a plate, a visualization. Right. So that was the premise for the project. Anyhow, the consumer researchers have pointed out an idea of, they have pointed out, the area of improvement on fruit snack was texture. It was being dense and sticky. So we've worked around that, and we wanted to, once again, the innovation is mainly about texture, the composition you have mentioned, which is fusion between fruit and oat. So it was really new and unusual to bring those two elements together with an unusual flavor combination. And then this is how the product launched. It evolves through that, resulting in a really different, moist, soft, and light bar with all the natural and true to the fruit taste.
And how long was that journey? Like what's from conception of we're going to launch this a product in this category, we don't exactly know what it is, to the final on the shelf? How long does that kind of
take? To the final on the shelf, I would say 36 months, 24, around 24 to develop the product, having prototypes in the retailer's hands and to get the product listed. So maybe 6 months after presentation, we go live with the product. But what we found out with that innovation is that it highly resonates with families who want to eat healthier, who are looking for convenience snack without compromising on taste. And this was something we talked about, affordability, but also about compromising on taste. And consumer really appreciated the fact that Go Pure are different from a granola bar. So I've learned that some parents could consider them to have two bars occasion in a day, which means expanding the category, right? You're planning a granola bar in the morning. You can see yourself having a Go Pure fruit and oat for the afternoon, because it's much more on the fruit snack than having a granola bar. So I think the incrementality that we were bringing to NPF category has seen really positively, we're really thankful for our business partner, the grocer, that have been playing really an important role and bringing this new innovation to the consumer eyes. As I said, it was the very first nationwide launch that we were doing. So I think they've recognized the fact that Go Pure is truly bringing a different proposition, incremental to the actual product assortment. So,
Véronique, I guess you joined Leclerc about 3 years ago. So did the project start?
Yeah, this is my very first project.
This is your baby. This is your baby, isn't it? Yeah, that's great.
I'm really happy about that, this product launch. But I can tell you R&D team have been working on something before that project that was maybe the earlier debut of this. So I cannot say I've started it, but the real project have been initiated about 36 months ago. And we have planned at the same time we were doing in parallel a 2.0 Go Pure that might be considered next year. We never know, but it's an oat bar that has been launched in February. So 2 years in a row, we're launching in a pandemic. But thanks to the success of Go Pure Fruit and Oat, so this was a really appreciated product when we first presented to grocer, and the consumer response was there. So we were lucky enough to get a second chance to innovate 12 months after the first launch of Go Pure. So we have a second segment with six other products, and we're still working on what's next.
No, fantastic.
Always keeping us busy.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. And congratulate your brand team, too. You mentioned them earlier on as your partners. I mean, the packaging and the visuals, they're really nice. They're really, you know, they're making me hungry, which is the downside sometimes of this podcast, is I look at the product and I really want to go now try these bars, and I'm really want to, you know, they look delicious.
Thank you. It was something to break break from the typical granola bar and to have a product shoot that really convey what's the texture. It's a really different texture, and we wanted to consumer to understand it won't be what they would refer as a fruit bar. Either it won't be a granola type of texture. So that was a big challenge that that the team had to achieve in terms of branding. And also this colorful packaging, I think the blue is now the signature of Go Pure, really stand out in the planogram. So that that was something that really helped us to catch the consumer eye when people were going in a grocery store in a hurry, trying to make it with all their purchase in 10 minutes.
Sure.
In a pandemic, people were not, I think, taking that much time to look into a new product. And this packaging is for sure one element that help people to get to know GoPure Fruit and Oat Bars.
Well, and it's very forward, Canada made and owned. So I think that must be an important component.
Now the brand in French is GoPure. It's the same in English? Okay.
Yeah, same thing. So we have a brand name that is bilingual.
Bilingual, that's very practical.
It is, and it's not easy to find a brand name that is as straightforward in English that it is in French. Maybe sometimes you translate two words, and it's now a sentence in French. So that could be kind of difficult. But we have learned through a celebration brand, our well-known cookie brand. That is we have the top-selling cookie in Canada with the top butter chocolate cookie. And celebration is celebration in French and in English. So we wanted to capitalize on that simplicity as well.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations on everything you've achieved. It sounds like a wonderful intersection of the personal and professional, and bringing your background to Leclerc. And so fantastic. Thanks so much for sharing the story, the origin story, some of the lessons you've learned, and then about the product. It was wonderful to hear your story. And thanks for spending time with us here on the Food Professor Podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Michael and Sylvain, to have this opportunity to talk about what really we're passionate about. It's really a really nice opportunity, and being finalists for this Grand Prix is very symbolic at Leclerc. As I said, innovation is rooted to the value of Leclerc. So I think everyone takes pride in that moment right now.
Excellent. Mais félicitations, en tout cas. Merci. Bonne chance pour demain.
Oui. On va être sur le bout, on va tenir sur le bout de nos chaises.
J'imagine. Oh, oui.
Well, as I said, win, lose, or tie, making it to finalist is a big deal. So
absolutely.
Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Wish you continued success in everything you and Leclerc do.
For sure.
Thanks again for joining us.
Take care.
Well, thanks for listening into this episode, and good luck to all the Canadian Grand Prix New Product Awards finalists. If you like what you heard, you can subscribe on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or on your favorite podcast platform. Please rate and review, and be sure to recommend to a friend or colleague in the grocery, food service, or restaurant industry. I'm Michael LeBlanc, producer and host of the Voice of Retail podcast and a bunch of other stuff. Stay tuned for our next episode with my partner, Sylvain Charlebois. Stay safe, everyone.